This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden's in South Korea, where he's been touring a Samsung computer chip plant.
I've just seen how this plant makes the most advanced semiconductor chips in the world. They're a wonder of innovation, design, precision, and manufacturing.
It's a computer chip shortage that's been fouling up the world economy and making it harder for you to get some of the things you want.
Semiconductors power our economies and enable our modern lives, from our automobiles to our smartphones to medical diagnostic equipment.
The Samsung plant is a model for a semiconductor factory Samsung plans to open in Texas. President Biden will also be dealing with foreign policy issues during his five-day visit to South Korea and Japan. Mariupol, the shattered city in southeastern Ukraine, is largely under Russian control now, but there are still some Ukrainian fighters holding out at that wrecked steel plant. The AP's Mike Gracia.
A video statement from Sviatoslav Palomar, the deputy commander of the Azov regiment, was released Thursday. Palomar said, "Glory to Ukraine. Today is the 85th day of the war. The fighters and I are in the Azovstal factory. An operation is underway, the details of which I will not announce. Thanks to the whole world. Thanks to Ukraine for the support. We will see you." More than 1,700 defenders of the Azovstal steel plant have surrendered since Monday. I'm Mike Gracia.
A shooting last night in Chicago's left two people dead and another eight wounded. One person's in custody. Oklahoma's governor is expected to sign a bill that would prohibit abortions, with few exceptions. A woman in Germany figures she's saving about $264 a month in gas by leaving her SUV at home and traveling by horse-drawn carriage. No, we didn't make that up. This is AP News. The number of Americans on unemployment is at a 53-year low. The AP's Mike Hempton's got this.
The Labor Department reports 1,317,000 people received jobless benefits during the week ending May 7th. That's the fewest since December 27, 1969. Applications for unemployment rose by 21,000 last week to 218,000. Weekly unemployment applications have been consistently below the pre-pandemic level of 225,000 for most of this year. Even as the overall economy contracted in the first quarter and concerns over inflation remain. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Mercedes-Benz has auctioned a rare 1955 vehicle for $143 million, a 300 SLR Uhlenhout Coupe. It's now the most valuable car of all time. A private collector bought it. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.